This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast where we take the shovel of sensibility and shovel out all the snow that is in front of the door of football analysis. This is Tariq joining you along with Vishal.
Hey guys.
And of course, not joining us this week, but probably shoveling some kind of snow or hail is Karan, who's stuck in Gurugram. But Vishal, before we dive into this week's podcast, it's been a sombering week for football. It's been a sad week for football. Just last night, the news about Emiliano Sala broke out.
Yep.
The worst fears were confirmed, and his body was recovered from the wreckage. And we had barely recovered from that bit of news that, as we record, there is news breaking out about Flamengo, where a fire at the academy, the facility, has taken the lives of young children.
Yep, that's just, there's children losing their lives, it's just never dead.
And of course, it's a somber reminder that there are things bigger than the game of football, but paradoxically and somehow ironically, we keep coming back to the game for solace and succor. We know it's not going to be enough, but Or it's not going to even probably matter. But yes, probably an acknowledgement of just how fragile all of this can be.
Absolutely.
Because while we talk about the excitement of a title race, while we talk about all the other things so passionately and excitedly, we receive these stark reminders that there are bigger forces at play. Sure enough, we are recording this 48 hours after 6th of February, which is again another somber reminder and a date that kind of reminds you of both that there are things greater than football and, like I said, the kind of comfort and solace sometimes the game can provide, or even the briefest of breaks from the tyranny of the rest of the world. Anyway, speaking of tyranny, Vishal, let's get on to the title race. There was some midweek action, but it only involved the then second placed Manchester City taking on Everton, and despite whatever you would like to talk about in terms of their efforts in the recent past, Manchester City did not really sweat this one out. Simple 2-0
absolutely.
Win.
Absolutely. A very, very, very efficient performance. Considering they had a Chelsea at the weekend, I think they put a very professional performance. Nothing exuberant, nothing over the top. They just knew they needed 3 points and they pretty much went out there and got the 3 points. So, a very professional performance. And, yeah, the right kind to take them top of the Premier League, though they are a game ahead of Liverpool. But that was a great performance from a good Man City.
And this is something we have discussed earlier in the pod as well, Vishal, that this point had to come somewhere in the season where it would be City who would be playing first. Of course, they're playing that extra game because they will be involved in the cup final. But the point being that this is when finally Liverpool moved from that position where they were sort of serving ahead and City had to hold serve to keep up. But this will be the first week, despite that game in hand, it's pressure on Liverpool because they are playing first and they need a result against Bournemouth at Anfield to even temporarily go top.
Absolutely. So, absolutely right. And I think Liverpool are starting to show. I think starting with the Man City game, this will be it's a stretch of 4 to 5 games, including the cup game in between where Liverpool have not been close to their best. So, I think the game at home comes at the right time for Liverpool. And the fact that it is a Bournemouth team, which historically Liverpool tend to do well against, so all things add well, but like you said, the pressure of knowing that City have already done their job and done their job well is going to sit on Liverpool players' minds, and we need to see how they react to this. And I really think it'll be a very, very interesting chase from here on. It's a complete mental warfare, and let's see how it goes on.
And it looks like Jurgen Klopp is up for the challenge. I mean, despite all the challenges in terms of fitness and everything else, he seems to be relishing the title race. Liverpool fans have been pointing out that, look, Klopp has been in a title race where he's had Bayern Munich chase him, and he has sort of survived that. So we are not talking about somebody who's an absolute novice.
Absolutely. However, the challenger is the Liverpool players, because the last two games, there seems to be a drastic change in body language that you see from players, in terms of they really need a couple of players to now at this point step up and say, you know what, give me the ball. That's really what they need at this point in time, because City did exactly that against Arsenal, where after losing to Newcastle, they really needed their top players to step up, and that is exactly what happened. And now it's time for Liverpool to do the same, because the manager, you know, he's up for the fight and he's saying all the right things, he's showing the right attitude, but now the players need to really pick up that the vibe from the manager and really start showing the same attitude as a manager as well, and Liverpool need it now more than ever.
And speaking of somebody who's a novice and finds himself in a title race, we neglect to mention one Mr. Mauricio Pochettino, who has a very talented Tottenham Hotspur team, Harry Kane-less Tottenham Hotspur team.
Yep.
Kane was chilling out at Super Bowl 53 while they picked up another 3 points. Tough one, actually. A 1-0 win, but this basically means they're just 5 points off the top, and it's anything's possible.
Because the one thing that they've somehow been doing apart from the Man United result is the fact that they've been churning out results, because while Liverpool and Man City have been dropping points, I think apart putting Man United aside, Tottenham have been the form team, and they are churning out good bunch of results in spite of having Dele Alli out, in spite of losing Son for a few weeks in to Asia Cup, and again for a longer term on injury. Despite that, they seem to be churning out a good bunch of results. They seem to have found out that they can't necessarily go there and win every game 2-0, 3-0 now, but they're churning out the 1-0s and the last minute goals and the last minute winners, and it works well for them. And if Man City and Liverpool, and Pep Guardiola pointed this out himself, saying if Man City and Liverpool themselves are not careful, Spurs might be the one to quietly just overtake them in this race while they focus on each other. So it's a very, very interesting turn of events, because if they are able to keep this consistency going, they are definitely going to be going to cause that that worry for both Klopp and Guardiola going forward.
And down in the home stretch, a three-team title race, who'd have thought? But we finally come down to the preview of the weekend, Vishal, because this is the big game of the weekend. And for Manchester City, the big games just keep coming. And they've so far aced that test, really, because they've had two big games, Arsenal, Everton, whatever said and done. It's never an easy game.
Absolutely.
So now we are on to Manchester City versus Chelsea. It's a home game, like you pointed out a little earlier. You consider Manchester City favourites. But let's look at it from Maurizio Sarri's point of view. Chelsea had a disastrous performance, then bounced back with a dominant performance over Huddersfield. But, well, this is Huddersfield, bottom team in the league. And like somebody pointed out today, that Manchester City have scored 100 more goals than Huddersfield have scored, because Huddersfield scored 13, City have scored 113. But like a very quick-witted Huddersfield fan pointed out that they still have a game in hand. But all that aside, Vishal, if you are Chelsea, what are you setting up here for at the Etihad?
One, you need to set up for a draw, because at a basic level, Maurizio Sarri has neutralized his biggest strength in the team, which is N'Golo Kante, because in a game like this, you really need him to step up and break City's play and intercept passes, but you're going to be playing Jorginho in that role, and Jorginho is going to be outrun, outpassed and outmuscled in in this game if he's going to continue playing that role. So Sarri really needs to possibly stop being a little stubborn in this situation and play N'Golo Kante in his position and let him do what he does best. And he's in fact the best in the world for a reason at what he does. And if not, I think City will run all the way around Chelsea, because the one thing that this Chelsea team do not have is speed in defence and speed in midfield, because their midfield currently has Jorginho and either Kovacic or Barkley, or depending on who starts, and all of them are going to be outrun by the likes of De Bruyne, by the likes of Fernandinho, by the likes of David Silva. You choose, they're going to outrun you. So this is going to be a very, very tricky game, and if Arsenal manage to do what they did to Chelsea at the Emirates, I really for Chelsea at the Etihad, because we all know what City are at Etihad, and if you are Man City, you don't mind playing Chelsea at this point in time at the Etihad. And yes, it is a tough game, and Chelsea can raise the game, and all of that is possible. But on paper, City start definite favourites, and City are also well rested despite the fixture rush, where they did not have to stress or strain to get the result against Everton as well. So it's going to be a very interesting game, but I think City might walk away unscathed in this game at least.
Okay, and that would keep them top of the table regardless of the result at Anfield, which could be huge going into weeks to come. I have pointed out one particular point in the future which could be very, very decisive, which is that Liverpool-Chelsea game in April. Somehow it all comes down to Liverpool versus Chelsea with some twist of fate. And we'll see how that pans out, and the rest of the league, of course, does. In the meantime, you can find us on Twitter at SenSoccer. You can subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on SoundCloud. Sorry, not SoundCloud. We are on Audio Boom now. audioboom.com/soccer/channel/soccer-sense. Sorry, the SoundCloud channel is no longer active. I repeat, the SoundCloud channel is not there. Or any other podcasting platform that you use. That's about all the time we have for this week. This is Tariq signing off along with Vishal.
See you guys.
See you guys next week, and sending out all our love and our condolences to those affected by those two tragedies this week.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.